So generally we practice mindfulness in an upright posture, though you can lie down for all of these practices if you so wish. You can use them at any time of the day or even at evening time as a way to fall into a lovely deep sleep. The practice today is a very basic mindfulness practice to get you used to what it's all about. So choosing where you would like to sit, making yourself comfortable, making sure that you're warm, turning off all distractions, any notifications or any phones that may go off, put them on silent. And we practice with an open posture, so that means uncrossing your legs, your arms. Feet are flat on the floor and the palms, your hands are in your lap, with your palms facing down or facing up. Your eyes can gently soften and close. So mindfulness is about learning to live more in this moment through three anchors, which are the breath, the body, and the senses. We're going to work with the breath and the senses today. And over the course of the next 7 days, we will explore all the other anchors and other ways that we can practice. So the breath holds our stress levels, anxiety levels, and when our breath is short and rapid, our thinking is stressed and anxious. And by simply incrementally changing our breath, we help to bring the body into a state of rest and relaxation so that it can repair, it can fill up, it can restore. So first we bring our attention to our breath. And without judgment, I invite you to count the length of your in-breath. Just whatever is there naturally for you. Don't try and change it. Just notice, what's the length of my in-breath? And again, without judgment, what's the length of my out-breath? Remember, there's no getting it right or wrong, or there's no reporting back to the teacher about what your counting is. So your breath is just what it is in this moment. Whatever you're finding, I invite you to first even it up so that the in-breath and the out-breath are exactly the same. And most people will find that their in-breath is longer than their out-breath, especially if you're stressed. This is very normal, very natural. So we invite the out-breath to become a little bit longer, a little bit slower, a little bit gentler, not pushing or forcing, gently beginning that opening up. Slowing everything down, and of course your mind will wander every time it does, thinking, or you can say not now, gently come back, counting the in-breath, counting the out-breath, evening it up. And noticing as you breathe now, you can let go of the counting and ask yourself, how does it feel to breathe? Seeing if you can receive the next in-breath into a softened belly. And then what does it feel like to breathe out? The gentle letting go It happens automatically in your body about 20,000 times every day. And as you breathe out, you can even say the words letting go. Dropping those words into your body silently, perhaps, every time you breathe out. Just letting go. You don't have to know what it is you're letting go of. Simply saying the words or using the intention that I'm just letting go of my breath. And the more we practice this in our mindfulness practice, the easier it becomes to begin to let go in our everyday life. Let go of situations we can't control, situations and relationships, our stresses, strains and worries. So we practice it here in our mindfulness practice so that we can bring it into our everyday life. It may feel strange, it may feel slightly uncomfortable. That's again all normal, all natural. The more you do it, the easier it becomes and the more enjoyable that feeling is of letting go as you breathe out. Letting go. And now we bring this short practice to a close. And wiggle your fingers and toes. Opening your eyes whenever you feel ready to do so. Namaste.